Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert, and the anti-financial advisor here, right here for you. Coming at you today. So excited to have you on. Remember, check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. Check that out and be sure to follow us on Facebook. Follow also the show, listen to other episodes, and share this with those that are friends, family, and everybody else too. So anyways, happy to have you here, and I'm happy for this topic too. I mean, I'm happy for all these topics, I know, but this one's exciting because this is actually something I just discovered in the last few days. Actually doing a kind of a game plan strategy for one of my clients and working with some of my team on this. So for those of you that don't know, I'm a consultant, right? But I'm a consultant like an anti-financial advisor. You know, rather than selling you products, you know, what I do is I come from a place where I say, listen, like here it is. Here's what I see. It might be investing in your business if you're a business owner, and that could be the best return possible. It could be, you know, investing in other passive income streams or whatever it might be, but basically helping you find the money leaks, the cash flow leaks, and helping you to be able to earn and make more money too. And so I'm looking at that kind of stuff. And with one of my clients, he's got a few hundred thousand dollars in different types of savings, right? Which is kind of typical of some of my clients. You know, they might have some money in IRAs or 401ks. They've probably got some money in maybe just savings accounts or whatever it might be. Or sometimes they just have equity in their house because the market went up and they've got some equity and they're not sure what to do with it. And so in his particular case, we were looking at a few different aspects. And I don't want to show the whole thing for you guys. I always try to keep my clients anonymous anyways. I don't ever mention their names, but because this plan is in some cases so big, because there's so many aspects you can do, there's actually a kind of a two-pronged approach with doing with him. I wanted to just take one little snippet of what we're doing with him and showing you what can happen, kind of this little case study of sorts, if you call it that. And so he actually has some IRA money. And I have a lot of people I talk to, and I even say this too, it's kind of funny. I tell people, hey, if you've got even at least, you know, some cases, at least 50, 60 grand in an IRA, or even over 100 grand, especially you've gotten like different investments or whatever it might be, or even home equity. The thing is, you can turn that into real cash, like real cash flow today, you know? And you can do it with less, of course, but if you're trying to create passive streams of income, like through real estate investing and things like that, it's very easy. And so real estate's the thing he wanted to focus on specifically. And what's interesting is that we went and looked at this. We said, all right, with an IRA, you got to put, you know, a larger down payment on a property, but he's able to buy a couple duplexes with that $100,000. A total is about $103,000, almost $104,000 he would put down on these two properties. And usually I just think, okay, cool. You cash flow some money. That's sweet. The cash flow is like a little over, I can't recall exactly what it was. I want to say it was $1,200 a month. Maybe it was $1,400 a month, something like that. Pretty much like, yeah, $1,400 a month. I think that's about what it was. $1,400 a month is what it was on that. I didn't write down that specific number here. Just because we're taking that money, because it's an IRA, we're saying, hey, you know what? Well, I should roll that money. We'll put it back onto the property. So all the extra money they had, we'll just put that towards paying down the mortgage. Now, I know that went against what I taught in an episode just a few weeks ago, and that's fine. It's a strategy. Paying down your mortgages is just a strategy. It's not the end all. But we figured, hey, we'll use that one strategy as an example to illustrate here. So $104,000, he's able to buy two duplexes, right? Now, if he didn't do anything, he just kept that property for 5 years. Now, usually 2 to 5 years is pretty typical when you might turn around and sell these properties to go and buy new ones because you build equity and things like that, and you want to make sure your equity is making money for you. Because over time, the funny thing is your real estate properties actually lose value. Now, they don't lose value in the sense of the value of the homes, but the equity that's in there, the more equity you have and the less it's paying you, that means the equity is not making you much. That means there's untapped potential because you have equity in a property that's not paying you. Just like your own house. If your house doesn't pay you a dime, but if you had the equity in that house that now can go and turn around and go and invest it and make you more money, and that could be investing in your business or real estate or whatever. But if you can have that go make you more money, now you can actually get your mortgage payment paid for, or in some cases even not only have it paid for, but now you have even extra left over. So over time, you usually don't want to keep a property very long. So long story short, we said, all right, let's just say in five years you want to sell this property. And let's just say the property didn't appreciate a whole lot, like less than 3% a year. So less than what you usually see real estate do on average. Now, what would happen is that those properties would be worth roughly about $300,000 in those 5 years. The mortgages would be paid down to about $87,000, leaving him about $213,000 to use. So he sells those two properties that's in that IRA. Now he's got $213,000. He can go and buy now five duplexes. And there's actually another deal we're looking at to say, okay, we could buy five duplexes with that kind of money. Now he would have to put additional $17,000 down. So on top of the money that he had, he would have to add a little $17,000 to it. But still, with only $17,000 more, now he's cash flowing $3,275 a month. To put that in perspective, that's almost $40,000 a year. He's cash flowing just in 5 years. Does that make sense? I mean, that's pretty awesome, isn't it? That's just from $100,000. So if you think about it, $100,000, normally you're hoping and praying that your IRA in 5 years maybe has returned you maybe 30% total in that period of time. So you're hoping you're up to like $130,000 of that same $100,000, right? Maybe $135,000, $140,000 if the market smiles on you just right. But instead we're saying, hey, well, that $130,000, $140,000, to make $3,200 a month is amazing because it wouldn't make you that much money, not even close. That's $40,000 a year. It did that in like 5 years, but you're trying to do that now in what you did in 5 years, you're hoping that that would do in a year, and it's now doing that after 5 years. Now, so you bought those five duplexes that are cash flowing you $3,275. Same strategy, use that to pay down your loan as you're paying on the mortgage payment. And guess what? After 10 years, the value of those duplexes would be roughly just over $1 million. I had $1,060,000. The mortgage is just over $400,000, leaving you with basically $650,000 of equity. So guess what? Do the same thing again. You say, cool, we're going to sell those five duplexes. We're going to buy some more. And now you got that $650,000 that you can go create cash flow with for a total of over $8,000 a month. I have here about $8,600 a month. You could probably kick out of that. Sometimes more, sometimes less, just depends on the market. Again, I don't like the forecast a lot, but still, taking $650,000 to do that is a pretty realistic thing with a lot of the properties that we're seeing today. Now, it could be more and it could be less, like I said. But still, here's the fact of the matter is that if in 10 years... And this is, again, if like the house hardly even appreciates. Those properties hardly appreciate at all. So we're not counting on big market, big real estate market booms. In fact, it's like a very kind of boring real estate market. And still to do that, to then take $100,000 to then make you over $100,000 a year, because, $8,250 a month is actually $100,000 a year. So voila. Actually, no, that's not right. It's not $8,250. It's... about $8,300, give or take. So you have about $8,300 now, $8,300 a month, or even more than that, to make you over $100,000. That means your money that before, 10 years before, you had put in now is paying you that every year in passive real estate income. Now, I wanted to compare that. I was like, okay, what is that? How does that look? I mean, that sounds awesome, right? I mean, would you agree that's pretty amazing? I mean, that's where we talk about, is it possible to retire in 5 to 10 years? Yes. It is, depending on your situation and where you're coming from. I know a lot of people I meet with have more than $100,000. Sometimes they have so much money, they're like, what the heck do I do with all of it? And sometimes we don't have to do everything with it. We could even just keep it safe and make sure it doesn't lose money, which is very important. But the point of this is that now you have options. And I compare this because if you were to go with a typical financial advisor route, right? If you go to the route with a financial advisor, say, hey, I want to be able to make an extra $8,600 a month. And I actually went and did the numbers. And now the numbers I have is $8,666 to be exact per month, right? So I said, well, what would it take to basically kick off an income stream of about $100,000 a year? So really less than $8,600. What would it take to make an income stream of $100,000 a year? Now to do that, or even that $103,000 or whatever it was, right? $103,000 a year. To do that, you've got to, if you're going to do what financial advisors recommend, they say only live off the interest, right? You've heard them say that again and again. Now they also tell you to plan for inflation and cost of, rising cost of living, because you don't get cheaper as you get older. You get more expensive, and time and inflation make sure of that. Even if you try to keep things the same, inflation will try to knock you down, so to speak. So if you're saying, okay, what would I need to save in a normal mutual fund, like my 401k, for example, or an IRA? Why would I have to save to be able to kick off $100,000 a year of income? And that's just in those dollars. Well, I went to do the math. Now, financial advisors will say you should only pull off 3% a year. And this is at most. Some say 2%, some say 4%. That's the old number. Most of them don't even recommend that because they don't want to overpromise something. So let's say maybe 3% a year you pull off. So to pull off 3% a year, to pull off a little over $100,000, you would need to have about $3.4 million saved up in your retirement account. So I contrasted. I said, okay, well, if that same $103,000 or almost $104,000 this guy is using here, if he were to keep it in a mutual fund, how much would he have to save into that IRA to be able to get it up to $3.4 million in 10 years? You want to know what that number was? Again, going with a number of about 6% return on your account, which, by the way, is pretty darn aggressive for a real rate of return in those accounts, especially after we've had a big market high. That's even crazier to try to guess that number. But say you can get 6%. Guess what? You got to add. So remember, this real estate example, you didn't have to add any money to it. You just use the same money. You have to add into that IRA, that mutual fund, $20,000 per month. $20,000 per month that you got to add to that $104,000 IRA to get it to $3.4 million if it even returns 6%. How many of you guys got $20,000 a month lying around right now? So let me ask you a question. Would you rather take the $100,000, add $20,000 a month so you can finally live off what the financial advisors tell you to do, that 3%, so you can get $100,000 a year? By the way, doesn't that seem crazy to put in $20,000 a month, $240,000 a year, just so you can live on $100,000 a year in 10 years? Yeah, that's crazy. That's why, by the way, they tell you to look out 30 or 40 years, because it doesn't look as bad, even though it's still pretty crappy. You still have to add a lot of money there. But think about that versus $100,000 into like two duplexes. But again, moving the money, not always just keeping it sitting there. Again, like make sure we utilize the equity. And that's one thing I like to analyze with people. Even people that have real estate, we're like, hey, should we keep the property? Should we sell it? What should we do? Analyzing that to figure out what's going to be the best move. And this is a simple move. I mean, really, you only buy and sell twice, and that's it. And then you bought the third time at the 10-year mark to then get that income stream. You could stop there and say, cool, we're good. And that's it. Here's our income stream. And you would be pretty well off. So the question is, can you retire in 10 years? The answer is absolutely yes. And you know what? And this is just talking about this one example of real estate with one of my clients, right? This is only one aspect. He's already got other money in other places that we can use, that this would actually allow him to do more than double this, because he's got a few hundred grand. He's got about $300,000 to work with here. That's the coolest thing ever, don't you think? Now, for those of you who are business, maybe you don't even have $100,000. Well, do you have something? You might have something. And not to mention, you've got something in your business that might be able to create additional streams of income that can allow you to get the $100,000 even faster than 10 years. That's the beautiful thing about this. Now, even some of my clients, they could actually do this within 5 years and be able to get to like this $100,000 a year mark, right? But I'll tell you, like some of my business clients, they are getting to that point because they can control those returns. You know, we're talking about trying to get cash on cash returns of like 15 to 20% in real estate. And you definitely can with the right properties. But in business, it's very possible you can get higher than 100% rate of return on your money, depending on how you use it. So it just depends. But I want you to open up the possibility that you don't have to save and save and save and save and pay off every little bit of debt just so that you can become financially free. It's very possible that you right now have the resources that you can become financially free quickly. And the crazy thing is that you're probably wasting time right now doing the old traditional crap that hasn't worked for decades. There are people still trying to stuff and save into their IRAs and their 401ks for the last several decades and with very little hope of a lifestyle. What kind of lifestyle do you think you can have with $50,000 a year, $100,000 a year, $200,000 a year, depending on where you're at in your situation? That's what's beautiful. And so, I want to open you up to those possibilities that there are better ways to do things. Money is meant to flow and grow. It's not meant to stagnate and accumulate. It is meant to flow and grow. And so, if anything, I want you to know that there is possibilities. There are hope. There's lots of angles and lots of ways to create the financial freedom that you want today. The only thing stopping you is you and what you can't see or what you don't see and what you don't know. That's it. I'm telling you, many times I'll say this quote in my events. You know, some people might think that education is expensive. You know what's more expensive than education? Ignorance. Ignorance is the number one money leak and cost in your life. Ignorance of where you can be creating streams of income right now and you don't know it. Whether it be in your business, whether it be with your money, get your money to make money for you so you don't always have to work for money. You know, all those things. That's all there. It's finding those resources and making it work. And I did not go through the depths of crap, you know, in a sense, a depths of hell, a financial hell, so that you guys could struggle. Like, that's why I'm here. This is why I'm teaching what I teach, because I've seen it time and time again how many times people's lives have been affected when they don't see what's there. And man, I'll tell you, going $1 million in debt and having to dig out of that hole with no money and no credit, yes, I know how to create money, and it's awesome. I love it. You have the possibilities. You have everything, all the resources you need. It's just about finding it and knowing how to use it. And it might take time. You might take a little more than 10 years. Who cares? It's better than taking never, right? So anyways, I'm here to inspire hope in you. I hope this was valuable and effective for you. If you got questions for me, if you're like, hey, Chris, I want to know what's possible in my situation, shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com, and let's chat. So anyways, have a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.